A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Netflix presents a production of the SPA Studios, Sergio Pablo's animation. A production of Atres Media Cine. In animation, a circle of light shines down onto a vast pile of mail. Plain tan-colored envelopes drop from above, adding to the mound.
Letters. You don't really write many these days, do you? But I bet there's one you never forget. Send it off to a certain plump guy in a red suit, and provided you've kept your act together, more or less, he'll drop off a toy or two. And yet, no one seems to wonder how the whole thing got started in the first place. This is a story about letters. And it began with this one.
A blue envelope with a wax seal lands. It falls through a chute with other letters into a postal worker's cart. The blue envelope gets placed onto a conveyor belt, and workers measure, dust, and stamp it. The seal and stamp bear the same Royal Post Office emblem. The letter gets sent through a massive network of pneumatic tubes. In a sorting room, postal workers wear identical blue uniforms. One worker discovers the blue envelope, then rings a bell. Collecting the letter onto a tray, a short worker hurries off. He exits the Royal Postal Academy to a massive training yard. Cadets march, ride horses, and do various exercises. The short worker carries the letter to a drill sergeant.
77, 78, 79, 80!
Drill sergeant, sir! All the way from the top! Dispatch for one of your cadets!
The sergeant takes the letter.
It's for him, sir.
The drill sergeant approaches a lavish tent set up among the barracks. A slim young man lounges inside.
Cadet Johansson!
The cadet sips espresso.
Stop. Don't tell me. Let me try to guess. I give up. Who are you? Sarge! Drill Sarge! Have a seat. Can I get you something to drink? An espresso, cappuccino?
Aren't you supposed to be in equestrian training?
No worries. I've got someone covering for me.
A dummy in a postal uniform sits mounted on a horse. The sergeant presents the letter.
Dispatch from the Postmaster General's office!
What? Sarge, is that for real? Don't tease me now. Here, hold these.
The cadet opens the letter.
Well, I was expecting this a little bit sooner, but... Yep. Summoned to the Dragon's Lair. Go ahead and cancel the drill sergeant's espresso, actually. And here, why don't you finish mine? I'm not going to be needing it anymore, and I'm going to take one last look around the old place so I can forget it. Got it. All right, let's go.
The sergeant and cadet meet with the postmaster.
9 months. It's been 9 months since I used every ounce of my influence to get you into the Royal Postal Academy.
Actually, 9 months and 6 days, but who's counting? What? No croutons?
He eyes a bowl of soup.
Shall we take account of your progress, then?
Definitely.
Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Sorting and filing.
The cadet carelessly drops mail.
Total failure. Carrier pigeon care and handling.
A package weighs down his pigeon.
Abysmal performance. Transport of fragile merchandise? Worst.
He kicks boxes.
Record.
Well, there you have it. But hey, we gave it the old college try, didn't we? Guess I'll just go pack up and head home then. Too bad. Darn, oh darn.
Stay right where you are.
No, Dad. You're right. When will I grow up? When will I stop squandering all these opportunities, which you so kindly forced me into, and become my own man? I guess I must really hanker down and rethink my priorities. All wrapped up in my silk sheets with some caviar and a sherry. You still buy the same brand, right?
You think I'm just going to watch you purposely fail and then let you waltz right back to a privileged life void of any purpose or meaning?
Well, yeah. Where else would I...
Congratulations. You are now a postman.
Come again?
You are to establish a working postal office in...
Using a croupier stick, the postmaster pushes a wooden piece across a large map. The sergeant and cadet both widen their eyes as he slides the piece to a tiny island on the northern edge.
Smearensburg. You've got 1 year.
What? A year? Where? Smearensburg? What's happening right now? Dad!
6,000 letters will suffice, stamped by your own hand. And listen carefully, Jesper. If you fail to get those letters, you're cut off. No more fancy apartments, stagecoach, clothes, galas, all gone. You can look forward to a cozy spot in the gutter.
But...
6,000 letters. 1 year. You can't cheat, bribe, or squirm your way out of this one.
Dad, come on. It's me. Let's talk about this, man. It's your son, Jesper. Little Jespy. Remember I said, Daddy, can I help you mail the letters? Can I help you put
Jesper gets pushed outside wearing his blue postman uniform.
Wait! Do you know how long it took to press this uniform? I don't either, but it took somebody hours. Hello? Burkhardt. Finally, a friendly face. Can you believe
the chauffeur drives off.
Burkhardt, I'm not in the coach with you. Burkhardt?
An attendant leaves Jesper with a shabby postal cart and a short, fly-ridden horse.
Sir, I'm all for discipline, but Smearinsburg, isn't that a bit excessive?
That boy needs a wake-up call, Sergeant. And who knows, someday he might even thank me for it.
Jesper leaves the city.
Thank you, Dad! This is really wonderful, Father. Thank you so much.
Later, he travels the countryside.
Great.
As he tries fixing the cart, a wheel rolls off a mountain.
Thanks, Dad!
He pushes the cart through rain.
Thank you!
Jesper travels a coastal path.
Thank you so much! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you! Thank you!
He pulls back on the reins, stopping the small horse in a foggy, snow-covered area. Jesper gets off the cart. He approaches a wooden hut beside a docked boat. A scruffy man sleeps inside the hut.
You go back to the intersection, you make a left at the dead tree, you're welcome.
What? No, I'm not lost.
Trust me, you are.
Ha ha, funny. Say, nice boat. Any chance we might actually get on it today?
The scruffy man lifts his hat.
What was that?
New postman, Smearinsburg, which is on an island which is surrounded by water, which I need a boat to get to, which you have. Are we starting to connect the dots?
The man grins at Jesper. Later, the boat travels through the dark, choppy water. Jesper shivers while the scruffy man handles the wheel.
Is the weather always like this?
We're having a bit of a heat wave.
Jesper spots something and steps forward along the deck. As they travel through the heavy fog, the boat passes a hanging skeleton of a large whale. Jesper wears an unsettled look.
There she is, Smearinsburg.
The dense gray fog creates a haunting silhouette of the coastal village.
Charming, huh? Why, you should see it in the spring. That's when those grays really pop.
The boatman rides in the postal cart with Jesper. They travel through town, passing a wrecked ship and run-down buildings.
What happened here?
Colorful local traditions. Quirky folklore, that kind of thing. All part of this quaint town's vibrant culture.
Children push a man in a rocking chair off his porch, and he slides down the snowy street.
You rotten vermin!
Two women carry a body-shaped bundle into a building. A boot drops on the ground. One of the women picks it up and shushes Jesper. Pale, dark-haired children stand around a creepy snowman with several carrots stuck in its body. As the kids stare vacantly at Jesper, a little girl slowly jabs another carrot into the snowman. The postal cart arrives at the quiet, empty town square. A rickety wooden structure stands at its center. A bell hangs from it, connected to a dangling rope with a loop at the end.
Where is everyone?
Everyone?
I thought there would be some sort of a reception.
Oh! Right, the reception, of course, the reception. It's good you reminded me. You just ring the bell over there, and then the reception will start.
The bell?
Yep, give it a go. And they'll come out, why, they'll have a band, hors d'oeuvres, and the key to the city, all that reception stuff.
Really? Out here?
Why, of course. Well, it's not every day they get a brand new postman from the big city.
Jesper pulls on the rope and the bell rings. Dark-haired villagers burst out of the surrounding homes, wielding axes and various weapons. A woman hands out slingshots to small children. Red-haired villagers charge in, also wielding weapons. Jesper looks between the two groups.
What's happening?
The villagers collide, creating a large snowy cloud. Jesper retrieves his hat and frantically runs among the battling townspeople. He narrowly avoids being hit by flying weapons. Jesper runs past a giant red-haired young woman, then spots toddlers attacking a man.
Ow, they're fighting! Ow, get up!
Wielding a carrot, the little pale girl stares at Jesper. He hides in a pull cart.
Isn't this nice? And you thought they'd forgotten.
Quick, get me out of here!
A villager lands on the cart, launching Jesper into the air. As he falls back down, he grabs the bell's rope. The villagers freeze in place and stare at Jesper. A plump red-haired man and an elderly dark-haired woman emerge from homes on opposite sides of the town square.
What's going on out here? Why is everybody just standing around?
Well, look who's finally throwing in the towel.
Throwing in the... us? Ha! That's rich.
Admit it. You weaseled out and rang the bell. You dare raise your voice at me.
A giant red-haired woman and an equally large dark-haired young man fight over Jesper. Mr. Ellingbow and the elderly woman turn to them.
Huh. What have you got there, children?
Mine! Pumpkin, show Daddy what you found.
The giant woman sticks her tongue out at the large man. Pumpkin sets down Jesper, then puts his hat on his head.
This is no way to treat a person. Certainly not this person. Just one second, let me just...
A postman? Give me a break.
When will they learn?
Hey, they've sent us another postman!
All right. You don't know who I am, so I'm gonna let this one slide, okay? But let's just say I'm not really a postman. Well, I am, because it's our family business. My father's a... Don't even
Where
get me started,
were
because
we?
It's a whole
Oh,
other
yeah. Bell, please!
The giant dark-haired man rings the bell, and the fighting continues. Jesper flees. As objects get hurled in his direction, he runs into a schoolhouse and tumbles on the floor. He slams a door shut behind him. Slimy fish hang throughout the cluttered building.
Come to the counter. I'll be right out.
All right, listen. Whoever's there, I warn you, you do not want to mess with me. Okay? Holy mackerel. Oh, the smell.
Fresh out of mackerel. Only herring and burbot today.
A blonde woman pulls a knife out of a globe and slices open a dead fish. Jesper gags.
Oh. Uniform, cold sweat, scared stiff, shaking in your boots. All right, I'm gonna just take a wild guess here. You are the latest mailman, and the ferryman tricked you into ringing the battle bell.
The battle bell? What kind of a town has a battle bell? Can you open a window in here or something? I can't pretend.
A man falls through a window.
Welcome to Smearinsburg, home of the world's finest feuds.
Feuds?
Grudges, bickering, the Crumbs versus the Ellingbows.
The building shakes.
So, are you gonna buy something, or are you just here to chit-chat?
Wait, isn't this a school? Shouldn't there be children and a teacher?
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. I knew I was forgetting something. Children, thank you.
You're the teacher?
Okay, here's how it works. I sell fish, and
then... He spots her smiling in a graduation photo.
You,
holy moly. That's you? What happened?
What happened was...
That came out wrong.
I took a teaching job at a place where people don't send their kids to school.
She approaches with a knife.
Foreign enemy spawn? Oh, no, we can't have that. So now I'm reduced to doing this so I can get some money and start fresh somewhere far, far away from here. Are you going to buy something? Herring's on sale today.
The boatman enters.
Ah, there you are. I wondered where you'd scurried off to. Morning, Miss Alva.
Mogens.
Come on, sport. I saved the best for last.
Mogens and Jesper stand in front of a rundown post office. The S on the sign falls.
Home sweet home.
A snowball hits Jesper.
Ow!
Three kids sled away.
Mail that postman!
Now, wait a minute. That's completely...
Go home, you loser!
Oh, yeah? Well, if I'm a loser, then you're too far. You're gone.
Mogens knocks open the door. Stunned, Jesper drops his luggage. Chickens roost in the crooked mail cubbies.
Well, lots of nice natural light. Rustic touches, central air, and panoramic views. Perfect for animal lovers.
Mogens starts to leave.
Enjoy.
Wait! This can't be right. I get it. Did my father put you up to this? Good one. Ha ha. You got me. Okay, well, enough of that. Show me where I'm really staying. I'd like a hot bath and a look at the dinner menu.
Here, let me help you out. You're a postman in Smearinsburg, which is on an island, cut off from the world, frigid, cold, angry, violent neighbors, and this is home now. Are we starting to connect the dots?
Mogens puts the broken door in place. Snow drops onto Jesper.
Ugh.
At night, snow falls over the dreary coastal village. Light shines from windows of the schoolhouse. Inside, Alva opens a cabinet. She adds coins to a large jar hidden within a dead fish's mouth.
Almost. Hang in there.
In the shabby post office, Jesper shivers as he lies awake in bed, partially covered by a small blanket. Snowy wind swirls around him. In the morning, he mumbles in his sleep. A rooster perches above his bed. Jesper hits his head and snow falls onto him. He opens a door to an elevated outhouse, which sways in the wind. Narrow planks form a bridge between the outhouse and post office. Wrapped in the blanket, Jesper scampers across the planks. The blanket blows away. Holding a tea kettle, Jesper reaches into a wall of snow outside the post office. He finds a cup, then reaches back in and finds a rat. He shuts the door.
That's it! This place is the worst! I'm going home!
No! You can't leave, remember? You'll be broke!
Out in the streets! But I hate it here. It's so cold and icky, and the people are mean to me, and I miss my silk sheets.
Shut up! Stop being weak! Focus!
How do you get out of here? You need...
Letters.
On a street, Jesper checks an empty mailbox.
All right, this is a good one. I can feel it. Come to Papa, you sweet, sweet little letter... Oh, come on!
He finds more empty mailboxes throughout the village. A smell emanates from one, and he nearly vomits. Jesper spots an old lady walking out of a house.
Fine. Go to the source, I guess. Good morning, madame. I'm the postman, obviously. If you have any letters you'd like me to send, you could go scurry ahead and get them and...
She empties slop onto her neighbor's hanging bedsheets, then heads back to her house. Jesper approaches a red-haired Ellingbow.
Hello, hi. I have your letters on you. I'd be glad to take them off your hands.
A crumb woman drops a flower pot on the man's head.
Birthday cards? Distant cousin?
Ellingbows topple a structure containing a crumb in his bathtub. Villagers angrily play music at each other.
Packages! Any packages! Come on, people! Letters! Letters! I don't have all day!
Ellingbows throw harpoons at crumbs. Jesper crawls.
Get low. Don't panic. Don't panic.
I guess that's why they call it snail mail.
Mogan sips a beer.
All right. What's going on here? Where are all the letters?
Oh, folks around here only have one thing to say to one another.
A cannon destroys a house.
And they're getting their point across pretty well without mail, wouldn't you say?
Wait. No letters? But how am I supposed to get out of...
A drawing blows into Jesper's face.
Hello, sir? Can I get my drawing back? The wind blew it away.
Not now, kid. Can't you see I'm busy trying to figure out how to get let...
The kid looks down from a window.
Well, here's a thought. I'm a postman, see? So I can't give it to you, but I could mail it to you.
How?
Couldn't be simpler. I just fold your pretty drawing, very beautiful, by the way, put it in an envelope like this, and then all that's left is postage so I can put it in the mailbox for you.
Postage?
Yep. You just toss a penny over to me, so I can stamp it, and we're all ready to go.
Couldn't you just put it in?
I really, really would, but I can't. It's not a letter if it doesn't have postage. See how it works? So what do you say? I get my letter, and you get your drawing. Win-win. You want your drawing, don't you? If you don't, I'm gonna keep it. I love it. I would keep it if I was you, so I would send this letter back to myself.
He spots a stern crumb man with a gun and two hounds.
Oh, hi, Papa. This nice man says he can mail my drawing back to me.
That's not, he's lying.
Can you give him a penny?
Children are liars. Oh, look at that. Wrong address, silly me. You're not the Spendelbergs. I'll see you later. Thank you so much.
The father snaps his fingers and the hounds charge after Jesper.
That must be the express mail.
At the post office.
All right, Smearingsburg, you may have won this round, but if you think I'm giving up, think again. I'll have my letters in no time, and then it's bye-bye to you, and your cold, and your loons, and your chickens. That's right, you two.
He pokes a chicken.
You'll see. I give it a week. Two, tops.
A wide view shows the post office. Days and nights rapidly pass by. Daytime. In the post office, tally marks cover parts of the walls, floorboards, and furniture. A spider crawls on its web. Red X's and scribbles cover a large portion of Jesper's Smearingsburg map. The top right corner hangs folded over. Looking exhausted, Jesper slumps on his desk.
Is this a bad time? I can see you're pretty swamped.
Mogens looks in.
Don't you have a job or something?
Why, sure I do. I'm here to pick up all the outgoing mail. So, where is it? Now, you're gonna have to help me with the heavier bags. Bad back, don't you know?
Man, I hate you.
I know. So, where is the mail anyway?
A gust of wind blows the folded over corner of the map.
What about if I walk around the room, if I get close to the mail, you say warmer?
Using a broom, Jesper flattens the map. He spots an isolated structure on the far corner of the island.
And then...
What's that?
What? Oh, the woodsman's cabin?
Yeah. Does someone live there?
Well, sure. Yeah, you should definitely drop by. Nice fella. Loves visitors.
Mogan smirks. Our view zooms in on the map, transporting us into the snowy mountains. Jesper travels along a cliff with his small horse pulling the rickety postal cart. Hundreds of feet above the coastline, the cart travels over the unevenly spaced boards of a bridge with no railings. The bridge spans a small gap between cliffs. In a forest, the horse pulls the cart up a snow-covered path. Frowning, Jesper sits slumped forward as he holds the reins. He looks ahead as the thick fog clears to reveal the roof of an isolated cabin. The horse halts. Jesper steps off the cart and continues on foot. Grazing nearby, several reindeer spot him. Thick white fur covers their necks and chests, and large racks of antlers stand atop their heads. The reindeer scamper off. The postman rolls his eyes and proceeds toward the cabin. He knocks on the door. Jesper approaches a small window and wipes it with his hand. He peers inside briefly, then scans the property, covered in several feet of snow. Jesper notices a barn nearby. He opens the barn door and sunlight illuminates tables in a cluttered workshop.
Hello, I'm in your house, or whatever this place is. Anybody here?
A gust of frigid wind blows the door shut. Large icicles fall, lodging into the wooden boards outside the barn door.
Oh, come on, really?
Jesper pushes on the door, but the icicles keep it shut.
Of course this will happen.
In the barn, Jesper lights an oil lamp.
Great. I'm gonna kill that boatman.
He steps over clutter on the floor and comes to a shelving unit.
What?
Toys fill the many shelves.
Toys?
He shines his light over the large variety of toys. Jesper spots a window.
Ah, here we go.
He crosses the barn. Setting down his lantern, he climbs up to the window and tries to unlock it.
Now I can go home with the satisfaction of having accomplished absolutely...
A massive figure passes by outside carrying an axe. Jesper falls. On a table, the wind-up crank turns on a miniature tin orchestra. Tiny toy musicians start playing music. Jesper spots the hulking figure through gaps in the wallboards. He frantically tries to stop the toy orchestra. The enormous man pulls the door open, breaking the large icicles. Jesper covers his mouth and crawls away. The hulking man grabs the wind-up crank, and the tin orchestra stops. The strap of Jesper's satchel gets caught and topples a cupboard, spilling doll heads onto him. A roach crawls out of one's eye socket. Scurrying to his feet, Jesper finds himself surrounded by marionettes. He bumps into the hulking man and falls. Towering over Jesper, the man clenches his fist. He has a thick white beard, and his giant axe bears the name Klaus, carved into the wooden handle. Jesper runs out of the barn. Tripping in the snow, he leaves his satchel behind. As he flees, Jesper glances back at Klaus. The enormous bearded man stands outside the barn. Jesper rides off on the rickety postal cart. Klaus approaches the satchel and sets down his axe. He tosses the bag onto a barrel filled with scraps, then continues toward his cabin. An envelope falls out of the satchel, landing gently in the snow. An overhead view shows the small envelope. Thin tree branches sway in the wind. A glistening, icy gust of wind carries leaves down a wooded path. The shimmering breeze lifts the envelope into the air and carries it toward Klaus. The envelope rises high above his head. The burly bearded man watches it flutter down and land softly in front of his feet. Looking thoughtful, Klaus glances around his remote property. He picks the envelope up and pulls out the Crumb Boy's drawing that Jesper found. The drawing depicts the sad boy peeking through the barred window of his tall, gloomy house. Klaus's aged eyes focus on the illustration of the sad boy. At night, Jesper leaves the post office.
That's it! I had it! Better alive in the gutter than hacked into pieces! No, thank you!
He races off in his postal cart as snow falls.
Yeah!
Lightning flashes and Klaus stands in the path. Jesper tugs on the reins and the cart falls over. The postman lands at Klaus's feet. Lightning briefly illuminates the hulking man who carries his axe.
Please don't chop me up and scatter my parts in the woods!
Looming over Jesper, Klaus crouches down and shows him the drawing.
Where's this?
What? I don't know. How would I... Wait. I do know. Keep going down this road, and you'll get there. You can't miss it. Or I can show you.
Sure.
Yeah. Let me just show you.
Klaus picks up Jesper. They arrive at the tall, gloomy house. Klaus takes up most of the cart's bench, squashing Jesper against the side.
All right.
Jesper squeezes his way out and falls.
Here we are. Watch your step getting out of the, what's this?
You're a postman, aren't you?
Oh, you want me to... No, but I...
Klaus holds out a package. Jesper takes it.
Sure thing. My pleasure. Nothing I'd love to do more than deliver what I'm fairly certain can only be a severed head of some kind. I mean, there's no way that's not a severed head. It's got... I'm holding a head in my hand. But hey...
Jesper struggles to fit it in the mailbox.
Look, I'm trapped! Ah! You're right there!
So quiet for a disproportionately... I mean, strapping, statuesque. You have a kind of a,
Jesper spots bear traps, spikes, and the sleeping hounds in the front yard.
What? In there? You must be kidding. No way. Absolutely not. I mean, first of all, I'd love to, of course, but... Look, too bad about the fence.
Klaus bends the fence's metal bars and sets Jesper inside the property, then bends the bars back.
Hey, listen, please, open this. Why are you doing this to me? Oh, no.
The snarling hounds sprint down from the front porch.
Okay, you win. What do you want, money? My dad's got plenty of it. You can write him a ransom note. You can write, right? Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll write it for you.
Klaus notices the wooden plank beneath Jesper's feet. The hulking man stomps on the plank, launching Jesper high into the air as the hounds arrive.
Why?
Jesper falls inside the chimney and lands in the fireplace.
Ow! Ow!
In his bedroom, the Crumb Boy's stern father grabs a gun. Jesper drops the package in the living room and runs around frantically.
Door.
He finds over a dozen locks securing the front door.
Locks!
An upstairs light turns on. Jesper opens the many locks as the gun-wielding Crumb heads downstairs.
Open up! Come on.
Jesper goes outside. Klaus pulls him to safety as the man shoots a hole in the door. Klaus gives the hounds a stern look and they scamper off. The boy's father follows his dogs.
Where are the boys? Don't let them get away. Come on! Get
them. Okay. I've done all you've asked. Can I please...
Klaus covers Jesper's mouth. They peer in through a window at the Crumb Boy, who holds a lantern and stares at the package. Klaus watches intently. The dark-haired boy sets down his lantern and unwraps the package. He marvels at a wooden toy frog. The boy eyes a ring attached to its back. He touches the ring, then pulls on it, revealing a long string. The boy lets go, and the pull string retracts. The ring starts to turn, and the wooden frog flips and hops around. Looking surprised, the Crumb Boy tries to catch it, then smiles. Klaus and Jesper watch intently. The Crumb Boy chases the toy frog around the room. Klaus takes off his hood. Looking moved, he stares at the boy. He relaxes his hand, moving it slightly away from Jesper's mouth. The postman glances up at Klaus, then slips out of his grasp and runs off. The Crumb Boy spots Klaus in the window. Klaus looks alarmed. The boy holds up his lantern but finds no one at the window. He goes outside onto his front porch and steps onto his drawing. He picks it up, then looks out at his dark, snowy front yard. Daytime. At the post office, sunlight shines through the boarded-up windows. A chicken roosts on top of a pile of junk barricading the door. Jesper sleeps on his desk.
Hey. Ah! He's here to finish the job! Oh, no!
Postman? Are you in there?
He peeks out.
Go away! Go! Leave! He'll hear you!
We'd like to send these letters.
Three dark-haired crumb children stand on the porch. Jesper steps out.
What? What did you just say?
Our cousin told us if we write a letter to Mr. Klaus, he'll make us a toy. He also said to bring you a penny each. It's not a letter if it doesn't have postage. Right?
Now Jesper draws a chalk line on the post office wall. Three red-haired children set the old man in the rocking chair adrift on a sheet of ice. Jesper stands nearby.
Hey, you want a toy?
Glimpses show him talking to more children throughout the village.
Hey, would you, like a brand new toy? Just write a letter to Mr. Klaus. And you put it in the envelope. Write your name on it and bring a penny. Can't forget the penny.
At his desk, Jesper ties together an envelope, a sheet of paper, and a pencil. He creates a pile of the small bundles. In an alley, he hands one to an Ellingbo kid. They high-five and fist bump. Glimpses show him handing out the paper envelope and pencil bundles to other kids. Kids give him letters.
These better sound sad. Does it sound sad? Okay, good job.
Jesper draws a chalk chart on his wall that counts up from zero to the goal of 6,000.
All right. And now for the tricky part.
In his horse-drawn cart, Jesper travels up the snowy path to Klaus's cabin. A few reindeer spot the postman and walk away. Jesper pulls on the reins and stops his horse. He looks around wide-eyed, then gets out of the cart. Jesper hesitantly walks across Klaus's snow-covered property. Looking nervous, he heads into the woods. From behind a tree, Jesper watches Klaus chop wood with his axe.
All right, remember? Probably not an axe murderer, though still is a possibility, but most likely, no. He's a good guy, deep down. Hello?
Jesper approaches him.
Hello, Mr. Klaus, I take it? You remember me from the nice breaking and entering last night? Jesper Johansson, postman. We were never proper.
Klaus splits open a piece of wood with his bare hands.
You see, Mr. Klaus, it seems like word got around that the poor children of Smearensburg have started, completely unprompted, writing letters asking you for...
Klaus ties a loop with a rope.
Toys. So I figured you have the whole barn filled with toys just sitting there collecting dust, so...
Klaus hands the rope to Jesper, who starts to put his head through the loop.
Oh, God. Okay, this is it. Here it goes.
Klaus hangs a wooden birdhouse on the loop, then hurls it up into a tree. The rope catches on a branch, and a bird lands on its perch. More birds fly between the hundreds of other similar birdhouses.
Oh, wow. That is...
Klaus walks away.
Totally normal. Not a symptom of any mental illness or anything.
Go away.
Mr. Klaus, sir, those little children. If you donate your old toys to them, well, I'll gladly deliver them for free.
A glistening, icy breeze sweeps over the snowy ground. Klaus notices.
Mr. Klaus, wait! Please!
Jesper catches up to him.
Think of all the joy you'll bring their miserable little lives.
He shows Klaus envelopes.
Poor little Herli. He only has sticks and stones to play with. So sad.
Klaus spots the birdhouses swaying in the breeze. The shimmering gust of wind swirls behind Jesper.
Crumbled in her arms when she came to me. And then Kristoff.
Klaus stares in awe. Jesper notices him staring, then turns around. The glistening wind vanishes. Klaus lowers his gaze thoughtfully.
Tonight, same time.
Great. Wait. Same time, you mean dead of night? I can just take the toys now.
No, I go with you.
There's no need for you to come with me, really. It might be against the law for a non-certified postman to ride with me. I have to check the rule book,
Great. Tonight, then. I'll see you then. Good talk. Good talk.
Outside his tall house, the crumb boy plays with his toy frog. The wooden frog hops through an opening in the fence and stops in front of a red-haired Ellingbow girl. She picks up the toy. Spotting each other, the kids wear shocked looks. Inside the house, the boy's father cleans his gun. One hound sleeps and the other gnaws on a bone. The hounds perk up. Outside, the kids chase after the wooden frog together. The boy catches the frog, then bumps into his father. The boy smiles. His father and the Ellingbow girl's mother look appalled. They both grab their kids. Nighttime. In the Crumb Clan house, the stern man presents his son to the council.
Playing! Playing, I tell you! With an Ellingbow!
With an Ellingbow!
All of my years! It's all
acceptable!
I don't know how it happened. I turned away for 1 second.
In the Ellingbow Clan house.
And then I saw it. I brought her as soon as I could, sir.
That's just wrong.
Unthinkable!
This is bad. Very bad. Worst I've ever seen, really. What were you thinking, kid? Don't you know that...
Crumbs and Ellingbows don't mix.
But why?
The father grabs his son.
I don't know what to do. Please help us, miss. I beg you.
Mrs. Crumb looks to her giant son, Olaf, who claps excitedly. Mrs. Crumb and Mr. Ellingbow lead the boy and the girl through their respective clan houses.
Do you know what this is, little boy? This is tradition.
Centuries of glorious hatred passed down through generations.
There was the 100-day brawl of 45.
Which we totally won.
The maritime game of chicken.
The great mooning of 86.
Toy people stick their butts out of toy houses.
So if there's something we know...
Going back as far as we can remember...
It's that a crumb despises an Ellingbow?
And an Ellingbow can't stand a crumb.
Illustrations show crumbs and Ellingbows dueling with each other throughout history.
That is why. Now, I just know you didn't mean to disrespect all of that heritage, right?
Right.
And it won't happen again, will it?
The boy shakes his head.
Of course not. Now, tell me all about where this pretty thing came from.
Mrs. Crumb holds the frog. Outside a scary-looking house, Klaus and Jesper sit in the cart.
Ugh.
Klaus holds a pile of packages.
Let me guess. Leaving it at the gate, not an option?
Klaus gives him a look.
You really have a way with words, you know?
Jesper walks off.
Of course, don't even answer that.
Jesper leans a ladder against a roof, and snow falls onto him. A pig pulls him by the leg.
I'm sorry!
As they deliver packages down a street, Jesper falls off a house, flies out a window, and gets chased by farm animals.
Stop!
Jesper tries to reach a house from a treetop, but the tree collapses. A fireball launches him from a chimney, and fireworks burst in the sky. Daytime. Looking exhausted, Jesper crawls into the post office. He grabs a piece of yellow chalk and draws a thin line just above zero on his letter counting chart. He looks up at the 6,000 letter goal. Sleeping in his rocking chair, the elderly man leans back and falls off the roof of a house. Jesper opens the top half of the post office door. Crumb and Ellingbow children wave letters.
Get out of the way! I want a bicycle! Tell Mr. President what a bicycle!
Take my letter!
Okay, single line. Chop, chop. Fall back. All right, everyone in line. There you go.
No, move!
Letter? Good. Letter? Good. Got it. Get out of here. Great. Move along.
He notices a little blonde girl in colorful clothing.
What's wrong with her mouth?
She's not from here. She's Sami.
Right. That's nice. But I see no letter, so please come back when you have one. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Okay, any other letters?
Here!
Good. Rest of you, you know the deal. No letter, no toy.
But we don't know how to write.
Tough luck, kid. Wait, you know what you could do?
At the school, Alva wanders past a doorway as she brushes her teeth. Startled, she spots children in the classroom, cluttered with dead fish and sea creatures. The kids stare at her. Leaving the post office, Jesper looks at the letters.
What are you doing? Telling children to go to school to learn to write? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, yes, what I meant to do...
Listen to me, postman. Whatever you're doing, leave me out of it. I have been rotting away here for 5 years, and I am so close to getting out, I am not about to let you mess it all up. Got it?
These children, wasting away without a proper education? I mean... Forgive me, I'm kind of a dreamer, but isn't that why we do it? Hmm? Why you became a teacher? So you could make a difference?
Whoa. Alva shoves him and storms off. Mogan sits on a porch.
Ah, young love. Takes me back, you know. The intense looks, the palpitation of the heart. The whimpering and the soiling of the pants? No, I can't relate to so much.
Jesper looks annoyed. On a road, he passes by the pale crumb children and their creepy snowman.
And when you wake up in the morning, the present is right there by the fireplace.
Yeah, Mr. Klaus is amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Klaus? Awesome?
He's huge, but he can squeeze down any chimney.
Really? How?
I don't know. Magic, I guess.
Glimpses show Jesper stuck in chimneys and a stove.
If you leave your socks hanging on the mantle, Mr. Klaus will fill them with toys.
As sleeping dogs snarl, Jesper puts toys in a sock.
He only comes when you're sleeping. No one has ever seen him. It's like he's invisible or something.
A sleeping child stirs. Jesper leaves a present and flees the room.
Oh, and he likes cookies. Don't forget to leave out some cookies.
Jesper eats a cookie. Glimpses show him leaving gifts in various homes. Children smile with excitement as they find them in the morning. Emerging from a fireplace with a package, Jesper spots a family portrait over socks hanging from the mantle. He recognizes the red-haired boy who threw a snowball at him.
Go home, you loser!
Jesper drops a lump of coal in the boy's sock, then leaves with a package.
Who's a loser now, you little brat?
Mr. Klaus is the coolest!
Hey, have you heard about Klaus?
His name is Klaus and he makes the best toys.
Jesper overhears children all over town.
Wow, awesome!
Toys are the best!
Now Jesper falls into a glowing fireplace. He jumps outside and plants his flaming backside against snow. With his uniform smoldering, he joins Klaus on the cart.
What happened?
Not a word. You just sit there. Be all magical and awesome.
Klaus looks confused.
What?
At the school, Alva pulls a knife from the globe and chops a fish. The kids look bored.
Are we going to learn something today?
Look, if you have to be here, at least be quiet. Why don't you go ahead and just, I don't know, write vowels or something?
We don't have notebooks.
Or pens.
All right, okay, let's make a deal. If I teach you something, will you get out of here, please?
Mm-hmm.
Alva looks around. Now a girl slowly writes the name Annalise on the chalkboard. Watching, Alva looks annoyed.
There you go.
Really? That's my name?
Yes, yay, it's your name.
Wow. Can you teach me more? Please?
Me next. I want to write my name.
Me too. I want to write my name.
Me too.
I
want to
write my name. I want to write my name.
Me too.
I want to write my name.
Alva stares at them wide-eyed and her expression softens. She opens up the fish's mouth containing her hidden coin jar. She reaches toward the jar, then stops herself and shuts the fish mouth. Alva reopens it and grabs coins. Jesper's horse struggles to pull the postal cart. Looking tired, the small horse sits down. Klaus and Jesper watch.
Too heavy.
Okay, then. I can go by myself. You don't have to... I mean, no offense, but someone could use a little diet cleanse. What are you doing?
He unloads the cart.
Less presents, less weight.
Less presents? But less presents means less letters, and less letters means less...
Jesper notices his hands on Klaus and pulls them away.
More children's dreams being shattered. No. No, 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 I won't allow it. We have a sworn duty for the children.
Jesper and Klaus notice reindeer grazing in the woods nearby. The men share a look. Now Jesper leaps at a reindeer with a rope and falls on his face. Yeah! Glimpses show him trying to capture reindeer and failing. He lands on a reindeer's back and it casually walks forward.
Gotcha!
Jesper plummets head first into the snow. He tries to push one reindeer, then holds onto another's tail as it runs away. Klaus looks unimpressed. As a reindeer drags Jesper around, Klaus drops bits of greenery on the snow. Some of the reindeer follow him, eating the bites of food. In the distance, the reindeer bucks and sends Jesper flying through the woods. Jesper sits up and spots his horse eating hay in a stable. Klaus ties 5 reindeer to the front of the postal cart. The postman gets to his feet. As he approaches the cart, a reindeer shakes its head and startles him.
Right. I wear them down and you catch them.
Good team. Whoa!
The reindeer gallop ahead. Side by side, Jesper and Klaus smile. Whoa! They notice each other.
That's right.
Go, reindeer.
It's good teamwork here. We're
reliable,
making good time.
Strong, cooperative.
They ride off as the sun sets. Daytime. Kids line up outside the post office.
Okay, post office is now officially open. You have your letters, step right in.
A snowball nearly hits Jesper.
Ah! Hey, loser! What gives? I sent my letter and all I got was a lousy clump of coal.
Well, it serves you right. Devilish little tadpoles like yourself don't get toys from Klaus.
Oh, yeah? And how would he know what I'm up to unless you ratted on me?
The red-haired boy holds a snowball.
Oh, I didn't have to. He knows.
Jesper approaches him.
What do you mean?
He sees everything, you know. Every mischief, prank, and dirty deed. He keeps a list. The naughty list, he calls it.
You lie.
Trust me. You do not want to be on the naughty list.
Jesper leans close.
So, you still want to throw that snowball?
The boy looks nervous.
I didn't think so.
Jesper taps the brim of his postman hat. He strides away and the boy drops the snowball.
Yeah, why'd you have to go and mess with the postman?
Jesper struts inside.
That's what you get when you mess with the postman.
The children look stunned.
Only good children get toys?
A boy writes a letter.
Dear Mr. Klaus, I shoveled all the yards in my street today.
A man looks confused.
That's good, right?
Hi!
Please don't put me on the naughty list.
Dear Mr. Klaus, today, me and my brothers help Mom with the chores.
Children collect sheets before the neighbor can throw slop on them.
We'll do this every day if you bring us some toys. Honest.
Mr. Klaus, our neighbor was fixing up the hole in the fence today, and then he fell.
The stern Crumb father falls.
And he hurt his leg.
Ellingbow children
really,
help him.
He really hurt because he would not stop screaming. So we helped him. He said he didn't like it, but deep down, I think he did.
Ellingbow kids leave berries for a Crumb woman.
And yesterday, instead of stealing Mrs. Runa's berries, we picked them all up for her. She came to our house later, and she brought Mom lots of berry jam. And then Mom brought her a berry pie.
Dear Mr. Klaus, I've been going to class every day, and I always do my homework.
Spotting Jesper, Alva looks embarrassed. She shooes the kids inside.
Hi, Mr. Postman! Miss Alva is the best teacher ever.
Also, I cleaned my dad's old clarinet. I hope I did a good job. He seemed happy. Can I get a toy, please?
The boy's father plays his shiny clarinet, and the dueling bands stop. 2 Crumb children paint over graffiti on a fence. The Crumb woman on her balcony drops a flower pot, and it returns with flowers inside. In a sled, Ellingbow men brandish harpoons. A boy halts them, allowing the women with the body-shaped bundle to pass by. Mrs. Crumb and her son Olaf look on.
What?
Mr. Ellingbow spots children playing. Kids from both clans remove weapons from sides of houses. Jesper dumps out a sack of letters. The stern Crumb father approaches the hole in his fence with boards and a hammer. Alva collects coins from her savings and buys school supplies. Mogens looks into the post office.
Hey there, Chief. How are we doing today?
Kids wave letters. Jesper fills in his chart to 3,000. As an Ellingbow woman collects water, the stern Crumb's fence topples nearby. He and his son stand by a homemade playground.
Come on, guys! Let's play!
Bellingbow children excitedly run over. The stern man tips his hat to his neighbor. A mail cubby fills with letters, crowding a chicken. Jesper marks his chart. Alva replaces her globe and hangs kids' drawings from her fish line. A crumb woman brings her Ellingbow neighbor a cake. The neighbor invites the woman inside. Children play on the playground. Villagers watch as the musicians from both clans play together. Alva teaches math. As children line up outside the post office, Mrs. Crumb and Olaf look on disapprovingly.
I think it's time we send that postman a message.
With Mr. Ellingbow.
You know what to do, pumpkin.
His giant daughter slinks away. Klaus and Jesper ride through the woods. Ellingbow, without razor
blades in the bell already. Oh, and did you know that arson is down 70%? It's true. When's the last time you saw a house burn down? Precisely. The cookouts, swap meets, and, yeah, I don't know. It's like everyone's gone mad or something.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Well, look who's suddenly a chatterbox. Tell me, what made you squander all those words into that nugget of wisdom?
Oh, just something someone used to say.
Well, let me tell you something. I've been around long enough to know that everyone is out to get something. Those kids? Those kids are in it for the toys. And the grown-ups? I don't know what they're after, but it sure is not goodwill and peace on Earth.
What about you? What's in it for you?
Me? Well, you know, it's different. I don't...
Above the valley path, Olaf topples a tree.
Look out!
Pumpkin pushes a boulder on the other side. The reindeer race forward.
I can't believe this! What are you doing in our ambush?
Your ambush? This is our ambush!
Stop.
I'm crying!
The boulder and tree collide and bump the cart, knocking the wheels off. The reindeer continue pulling the cart like a sleigh.
Leave it to you!
The reindeer launch off a curved cliff and soar into the air, pulling the cart. In bed, a small boy wakes and turns to the window. The reindeer appear to fly past, pulling the wheelless cart. They soar toward the full moon and drop out of view beyond rooftops. The boy stares in awe. On the snowy ground, the reindeer and the broken cart slide to a stop. Klaus and Jesper stare wide-eyed.
Friends of yours, I take it? They seem nice.
A reindeer grazes. Daytime. The small boy rushes into the post office and leans against the door. Other children turn.
You guys are not gonna believe what I saw last night.
A flying sleigh pulled by magical reindeer?
Yep.
Working on the cart, now converted into a sleigh, Klaus laughs. Jesper watches him.
Oh, look. It can laugh. Mystery solved.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho!
Wait. Time out. Really? That's how you laugh?
Right. Let's load up.
Oh, no. You don't get off that easy. Let me hear it again.
No.
Come on. Just a snicker or a chuckle. Just a giggle.
Keep it up. See what happens.
All right, I'll stop. Say, have you heard the one about the one-legged man who walks into a bar?
Later, Klaus secures a rope around large sacks on the cart. Jesper starts to shut the doors to the barn, but hesitates. He reopens them, allowing sunlight to spread over the sparse shelves, where only a few toys remain. Looking worried, Jesper joins Klaus on the cart.
Say, we're kind of running low on inventory, aren't we?
Yes, only a couple more trips, and that should do it. You must be looking forward to no more night shifts, right?
Right.
Yeah. Me too.
As they ride away, Jesper looks anxious. At dawn, Jesper somberly approaches the post office. The little blonde, blue-eyed Sami girl sits on the porch, watching him approach the door.
Hello, Pastor Mai.
Oh, good. You're back. Yes, that's very nice, but whatever it is you're saying, I've got my own problems, you know?
He goes in, then looks out.
I mean, we are out of toys, and without toys, there are no letters. And without letters, forget it.
He rushes back out.
I'm running out of time! There, I said it! It's almost Christmas already, and I still... Christmas?
Christmas. That's it. Why?
Jesper goes inside.
Can you please get off my porch? You're trespassing.
The little girl looks confused. At night in the town square, fires blaze around the battle bell. Brandishing weapons, a small group of Crumbs stands opposite a small group of Ellingbows. Mrs. Crumb steps forward and raises her hand dramatically.
I, leader of the proud Crumb.
Get on with it already!
Shut up, you idiot! I'm getting to it! I, leader of the proud.
Oh, forget it. The mood is gone.
You know why I'm calling this meeting.
Yeah, I know. Of course I know. Midnight brawl?
Look around, Axel. Where is your clan?
Mr. Ellingbow eyes the small group behind him.
Huh.
I'll tell you where they are. They're at block parties, hay rides, and cookouts.
Brunches! Don't forget about the brunches.
It was a book club that took my postman.
You see? The postman and that old toy maker are brainwashing everyone.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's time to join forces against a common enemy.
Members of both clans look stunned.
I'm saying we need a truce.
A truce? Have you gone mad?
Either we band together to take care of this, or it's going to be all book clubs and cookouts
and
from
here. And brunches! Don't forget about the brunches.
Yes, that too.
So we must join together in peace to help stop this peace?
Our ancestors demand it.
Mr. Ellingbow approaches Mrs. Crumb.
For the Ellingbow bloodline!
For the Crumb's honor. The clans are on the war path. Together!
They shake hands, and both clans cheer. Pumpkin accidentally rings the battle bell, and they all stop cheering. The clan members fight. Mrs. Crumb looks irritated.
This is gonna take a lot of work.
Daytime. In the woods, birds flutter around the many birdhouses. On the ground below, Klaus chops firewood. As he reaches for a piece, a glistening, icy gust of wind blows over the ground. Klaus glances up at the swaying birdhouses. The shimmering breeze blows across the snowy ground on the path to his barn. Using his axe as a walking stick, Klaus follows the mysterious wind. The gust blows up to the barn door, swirls around, and vanishes. Looking uncertain, Klaus sets down his axe and opens the door. Beyond hanging curtains, he spots the silhouette of a thin, feminine figure. Klaus's eyes go wide, and he steps forward. The figure reaches to the curtain and pulls it open.
Surprise!
Oof. Jesper? What are you...
Welcome to your new workshop! Ta-da!
What is...
It'll all be explained in a minute.
I don't
Come
want
sit,
to...
Sit. You'll love this, I promise.
He presents drawings.
Christmas!
Christmas? What do you...
Think about it. Every child in town gets up on Christmas morning and finds a... brand new toy waiting for them by the fireplace. We can make the holiday even more magical. Think of the joy. Think of the happiness.
Jesper, listen, I don't think...
Let me finish. Think of all those happy little faces, huh? They're so cute. They're just... Oh, aren't they? Look!
Even if we... Where are you going to get that many toys?
You... make new ones.
Jesper gives Klaus a wood planing tool.
I don't make toys. Not anymore.
You have a gift, my friend. Birdhouses are nice and all, but come on, those hands were meant for making...
I said no!
Come on, work with me here. Picture the possibilities. Look, woodwork would go here.
No.
And here, clockwork, with all the gears and the cog for you to tinker with all day.
Stop it.
And in this corner, row after row of shiny tools of all
Wait,
shapes
don't
and
touch
sizes,
that!
Impeccably organized for you.
No!
Jesper pulls down a tarp, revealing a wood carving of a family tree. Two figurines of a man and woman sit in the top space, above several smaller empty spaces. Jesper turns to Klaus.
What's this?
Klaus stares mournfully.
Get out.
Klaus, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Get out!
Klaus glares at him. His expression growing sad, Jesper goes to the door. He looks back as Klaus hangs the tarp over the family tree. Jesper leaves. Approaching the post office, he rubs his face wearily. Stars fill the night sky. Looking surprised, Jesper spots the little Sami girl on the porch. He slumps down next to her.
Bad night, huh? Well, join the club. Nah, I don't want to bore you with it. Well, okay. It's just been bothering me, you know? If I don't get those letters, then what am I supposed to do? Stay in this little town forever, hanging out with an old woodsman surrounded by crazy people, and never wanting anything more? Back home, I've got pretty much everything. But here, I'm just another irrelevant, pointless nobody. But Klaus, he doesn't deserve to. I didn't mean to. Well, now I just feel like I've behaved like a.
Don't like it.
Precisely. Hey, you're a pretty good listener, you know?
He looks into her eyes.
All right. You win.
He stands up.
Let's go. Follow me.
Looking sleepy, Alva opens her front door to Jesper.
Sorry to bother you this late, but by any chance, would you happen to understand this?
Alva looks at Jesper, who offers a weak grin.
Okay. Come in.
They go inside. Jesper helps the small girl sit on a pile of books on a chair.
All right. Let's get started. Who wants some hot cocoa?
Three of them sit at the candlelit table. Time passes as they work to translate the girl's words.
Oh, she said she'd like a boat.
Really?
No, that can't be right. Scratch that.
What are you talking about?
Are you talking about me?
The girl signs Margu at the bottom of her finished letter. Jesper puts it in a red envelope and gives the girl a reassuring nod. Margu hugs him, and he looks surprised. Alva smiles. In the post office, Jesper lays down woodworking supplies, rolls up his sleeves, and gets to work. Sitting in his dark workshop, Klaus rests his fist against his forehead. Looking at papers scattered on the floor, he finds one of Jesper's drawings. It shows Jesper and Klaus holding presents and smiling. Klaus sadly shuts his eyes. At the post office, Jesper sleeps at his desk among the woodworking supplies. Klaus enters and picks up Margu's letter. He reads it, then regards a flimsy, poorly assembled wooden object on the desk. Klaus looks at a wooden hand plane and wears a thoughtful expression. Later, Jesper wakes up as wood chips land next to his face. He finds Klaus shaving a plank of wood with the hand plane. Klaus gives him a second hand plane. He continues working. A smile grows on Jesper's face. He stands and starts shaving a plank of wood alongside his friend.
Klaus.
Klaus points at the wood. Jesper continues shaving with a small smile. Later, they push the wheelless postal cart onto the ferry. Mogens trips Jesper with rope. The ferry travels away from the island. In a snowy tundra, the reindeer pull the cart like a sleigh. As they travel across ice, a giant whale swims beneath them. At night, they ride through a blizzard. Klaus stops the reindeer, then nudges Jesper and indicates a collection of tents ahead. Klaus holds a lamp as Jesper lays a wrapped bundle against a tent at the edge of the camp. The two men hurry away. They hide behind a snow-covered hill and watch the tent. In the morning, Margu opens the tent flap and peeks out. Jesper and Klaus wake up and watch her. The little girl rubs her eyes, then spots the bundle.
Somebody! Somebody!
Margu's parents come out. The little girl opens the bundle, finding a sled with a sail and a rope. Her father sets up the sail and she jumps on board. Her father pulls the rope and launches the sled across the flat, snowy landscape. Margu steers the sail and rides around. Jesper smiles as he watches her play. Margu beams. Chuckling, Klaus pats Jesper on the back. The friends share a smile. With a joyful grin, Jesper continues watching Margu ride around. Mr. Ellingbow and Mrs. Crumb stare at Jesper's letter-counting chart, along with Pumpkin and Olaf.
Looks like someone might need help mailing letters.
Yeah. Who?
I mean... How have we never defeated you?
Jesper and Klaus approach the stable.
Then, when she got on the sled, I thought, oh no, we made it too small. But no, it was just right for her size. And she loved it, right? I think she did. Do you think she loved it?
They give the reindeer water.
I do.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, she loved it.
You know, I remember the day I first had that very same smile on my face.
What? What smile? I wasn't smiling. I was squinting from the sun.
Right. I didn't want to admit it at first, either. She used to tease me about it.
She?
My Lydia. I remember when I found this spot in the woods that she loved. And I built us a house right here.
They enter the workshop.
Away from it all. But it wasn't going to be the two of us for long.
A memory shows young Klaus and a slender woman setting their carved figures in the family tree.
We wanted children.
Empty spaces lie below.
Lots of them. Running around, laughing, getting in trouble.
The couple hugs, and the memory ends. Klaus goes to the workbench and picks up a toy.
While we waited, I started making toys for them. And we waited, and I kept making toys and more toys. And we kept waiting, but they never came.
Klaus goes to the door.
And then she got sick.
He watches leaves blow in the glistening breeze outside.
Even now, sometimes, it almost feels like she's still...
Tears well in his eyes.
After she was gone, I guess I got lost. She loved birds, so I just kept making birdhouses. But then you showed up, delivering these toys, seeing the joy they bring to children. I thought I'd never feel this again. And I have you to thank for it, my friend. So, thank you.
Of course.
Hey, you know what? We're doing it.
What? Doing what?
The Christmas thing. We're making all those toys. That's what she would have wanted.
Really?
Yeah, really. And with a whole year of planning, we can expand to more villages next year.
Next year?
And more the year after that.
But I won't... I mean, who knows what's going to happen next year? I might not even...
What are you going on about? Let's go. No time to lose.
Klaus goes inside.
I might not even be here.
Hanging his head, Jesper follows him. Later, Jesper wanders through Smearensburg. He stares down at his feet with a somber expression. Lifting his gaze, he looks curiously at the schoolhouse. Jesper goes inside. He spots children's coats hanging over pairs of shoes. He proceeds into the clean, organized classroom, where Alva teaches a large group of children. Many drawings hang from strings.
Good job.
Yay!
All right, that's it for today. And homework. Oh, I forgot about homework. You know what? No homework. Am I the best teacher ever or what?
What happened here?
Oh, yeah, I thought I would give the place an update. Everybody knows rotting fish is so over.
How did you pay for this?
Hmm?
Your savings?
Well, not all of it. Actually, yeah, all of it. But check it out. I think it looks pretty good.
What about starting far, far away from here? Where's that, Alva?
Someone would have to be pretty stupid to want to leave this place now. Don't you think?
I guess.
You guess? Oh, wow, you have no idea what you've done, do you? Ugh, come on, I'll show you.
Alva puts Jesper's hat on his head. Holding his hand, she leads him to the town square.
Now, would you take a look at that?
Vendor booths and Christmas decorations fill the bustling square. Musicians from both clans play as a children's choir sings. The pale crumb kids decorate a large, happy snowman. The little girl stares at Jesper as she gives the snowman a carrot nose. The crumb boy and his Ellingbow neighbor chase the frog toy.
Merry Christmas!
Hello. A little boy's sparkler gives way to a large glowing star, which gets placed atop the hanging whale skeleton, now decorated like a Christmas tree. Villagers skate on the frozen harbor below. Alva and Jesper watch them.
Not quite the same place, is it?
Jesper looks thoughtful. In the barn, he and Klaus struggle to move a large table. They answer the door and find Sami people on the porch. Margu hugs Jesper.
So I'm the Vatimu.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Margu's mother pats Klaus on the cheek as they all enter. Klaus and Jesper look confused. The visitors lift the table.
A true act of goodwill, huh?
Always sparks another. Never fails.
In a house.
Remember, put the letter in the envelope and pass it down the line.
Doesn't have to rhyme, people.
Right.
Keep it short and sweet. No extra points for good spelling. You're doing so great, Pumpkin.
Pumpkin licks envelopes. Smearensburg gets stamped onto a sack of letters. Pumpkin and Olaf toss two sacks onto Mogan's ferry.
Whoa, steady old girl. Easy does it.
Jesper shows Alva the barn workshop.
Oh, wow.
Many Sami work throughout. Klaus talks with a Sami man on the balcony.
Huh? Smooth lines. Good. Nice work.
Klaus waves at Alva.
Hello?
Hi.
Jesper adds a line above 5,000 on his letter counting chart.
What am I supposed to do, huh? Stay forever in this little town?
Klaus shows Jesper a new sleigh with their names carved on it.
Hanging out with an old woodsman?
At night, Klaus dances with Alva while the Sami play music.
Surrounded by crazy people.
The carved family tree now features many wooden figurines of Sami people. Jesper and Margu add figurines of themselves. The tiny Jesper stands with a tiny Alva. Klaus looks deeply moved. Jesper and the Sami regard him warmly, and Alva gives him a kiss on the cheek. Later, Alva sleeps against Jesper. They lounge in the warm glow of a fireplace.
Never wanting anything more.
The calendar reads December 23. It changes to December 24 as night turns to day. Outside the workshop, the Sami load presents into a large bag. As Jesper and Alva paint a toy carousel, Klaus comes downstairs.
Okay, are you gonna do that part, or
how about you finish these and... Whoa!
He wears a big red and white suit. A Sami woman puts a hat on his head.
They insisted, and I didn't want to be rude. I don't know, what do you, it's a lot of red, what do you, is it too much?
No! We'll just blindfold the reindeer so they don't get dizzy. That's all. I'm kidding.
Jesper goes
Great.
To the door.
Well, it's nice. It's...
Hello, Jesper.
Dad? What? Sorry, let's talk outside. It's a little cramped in here.
Klaus looks concerned.
Dad, what are you doing here? Time isn't up yet. I've still got a few days until...
14,000 letters out of Smearensburg? Well, I had to come and see it for myself.
Dad, you can't just show up and... Wait, what? 14,000? That's not right.
But it is. Don't be so modest.
What are they doing here?
Well, they were the ones who alerted me to what you've accomplished here.
We couldn't let such a feat go unrewarded.
Listen, whatever they told you...
Well, then, ready to go?
Go? Where?
Home. Of course. A deal's a deal. The ordeal is over.
Home? With the personal butler and the breakfast in bed and my silk sheets?
No one deserves it more.
Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Klaus?
Klaus, Alva, and the Sami stare at Jesper.
Oh, he was unbelievable. Encouraging children to write letters. and go to school.
Convincing the locals to donate their labor to such a worthy cause.
Indeed. Well, shall we then? Perhaps a minute to say your goodbyes, of course.
Jesper stares at his friends.
Please, I can explain. I was...
Oh, it's very clear. You just duped everyone so you could get back to your puffed-up life back in the big town. Something like that?
No, no. Well, at first, maybe, yes, but... Alva, please come back. If I didn't get the letters, I'd be cut off. But well, things changed.
Margu's father carries her away.
Jesper!
Margu.
Klaus stares at Jesper.
Klaus, just listen, I...
Everybody's out to get something, right?
Looking disappointed, Klaus follows Alva and the Sami into the barn. He shuts the door behind him. Jesper looks ashamed. An aerial view shows him standing alone outside. The sun sets over the horizon. Sitting in a nice stagecoach with his father, Jesper looks back at his shabby post office.
Oh, a bit of hardship might help straighten you out. But even I must admit that, let's just say that there's certainly a bright future for the man who brought postal service to Smearinsburg, that's for sure. And speaking of the future,
Mrs. Crum and Mr. Ellingbow watch the coach leave.
One down, one to go.
He looks confused.
If you ask me who right now, I swear!
Jesper steps out of the coach with a somber expression. He looks toward the dock, where Mogens unties his ferry. Jesper looks back at the village behind him. He hangs his head and steps onto the boat.
Well now, finally leaving, aren't we?
Mogens notices his glum look.
Anchors away, Captain. We're sailing off at once.
Well, that's a first.
I beg your pardon.
Never saw a postman looking more miserable leaving than on the day they came in.
The father stares at Jesper.
Oh, well, best leave it alone. I say, I'm sure it's nothing that could fester and eventually become a source of resentment and regret.
Jesper looks up as his father sits down across from him. The father leans forward and cocks his brow. Jesper looks somber and thoughtful. A light on the boat turns on. Mogens pulls the anchor out of the water, and the ferry departs. A view from the boat shows Smearinsburg becoming distant. Margu sleds up to the shoreline.
Justin!
She calls out to the boat.
Alavoyka! Alavoyka,
it vanishes into the haze. Margu cries.
Cheer up, little one.
Jesper sits on the dock nearby.
I think I may have missed my boat.
Jesper!
Margu and Jesper sit on the dock together.
So I told him. I told him everything. And then he turned to me and he said he'd never been more proud of me. And he hugged me. Can you believe that? I thought he'd be mad.
Amadiera,
well, yeah, sure, I'll miss it. The big house, the having my every whim tended to, the silk sheets. Oh, God, the silk sheets. Can we change the subject? Anyways, like anybody can get off a boat. The real trick is going to be convincing Klaus and Alva to give me... Wait, what's that?
He spots torches in the distance.
It's the clans.
Jesper looks alarmed.
Klaus!
Outside the workshop, Alva places a gift inside a large sack. Sami men close the sack, and a crane moves it toward the shiny new sleigh.
Slowly. 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 A little bit.
Klaus stares at Jesper's name on the sleigh. The clans arrive.
Well, well. Isn't this convenient?
Alva and the Sami turn to them.
What are you doing here?
Why, we were just thinking. Don't our children also deserve a present?
And looky here. You've already got her favorite thing in the world. A nice big piñata.
Hey, you put one hand on those toys and I swear...
Stand back. All right, do what you will with the toys. But no one gets hurt.
Suits us just fine. How long until children go back to the old ways once there are no toys to bribe them with? how long until they turn against each other? And how long until the grown-ups follow?
Pumpkin and Olaf prepare to strike the giant sack of presents. Jesper leaps off a cliff and lands on the sack.
Jesper?
The postman!
He drops the sack onto the sleigh and sits beside Klaus.
Ha! Eat our snow!
The sleigh slides backwards.
Why aren't they attached? I thought they were attached. I would never in a million years have done what I just did if I didn't think these were attached.
After them!
Who leaves the sleigh unattached like that?
It goes downhill.
Destroy those toys!
Pumpkin tries to grab sleds, but others snatch them first. Olaf takes the last one.
Mine!
She spots a Sami boy with a small sled. Pumpkin rides the tiny sled down the mountain. The clan chases after Jesper and Klaus, who travel along a curving cliff. Attempting to control the sleigh, Jesper sticks his foot into the snow.
I could really use a hand here.
Use. Interesting choice of words.
Really? You're gonna go for the guilt trip now?
Smash those toys to pieces!
Clan members toss weapons. The grappling hook tears into the sack, and presents start falling out.
The toys! We have to close that bag!
What do you care? I thought you were leaving.
Great! Sure! I'll tell you what. Let's continue discussing what a horrible person I am while I most likely break my neck trying to save the children's toys, why don't we?
Get down!
Stop those toys!
Clan members leap onto the sack.
Klaus?
Klaus tilts the sleigh, which speeds toward a tunnel. On top of the sack, Jesper ducks. Clan members get knocked off.
Nice move! How'd you know I wouldn't get knocked off, too? Never mind, don't answer that.
Pumpkin emerges.
Go, go, we're dead!
Pumpkin and Olaf leap off cliffs and collide with each other in midair.
Pumpkin! Are you still proud of you?
Pumpkin stands on the edge of a snow-covered cliff, which breaks apart. As she falls, someone grabs her. Pumpkin looks up to find Olaf holding her hand. As she dangles over the cliff, they gaze at each other.
We're losing toys!
Mrs. Crumb knocks a present out of her way, then widens her eyes. Klaus and Jesper's sleigh ramps off a ledge and continues down a steep hill. Clan members follow on their sleds.
Oh, no! Stop!
Oh, my goodness! No!
They desperately try to slow their sleds as they approach a giant cliff. Klaus gets in front of the sleigh and digs his boots into the snow. The sleigh spins and hits a rock, causing Klaus to lose his grip. Jesper grabs the back of the sleigh and slides with it.
Jesper! Let go! It's not worth it!
Crazy! No!
He digs his other hand into the snow and stops the sleigh right at the cliff's edge. Klaus catches up to him.
See? Nothing to it. Just...
I wouldn't be so sure.
Mrs. Crumb tears open the sack and the presents plummet off the cliff.
No! 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 No!
Jesper watches them fall. He looks devastated.
This town was built on resentment and spite. And it'll stay that way as long as a Crumb...
Or an Ellingbow.
Ugh. Have something to say about it. Let's go. We're done here.
Well said. Wait, does that mean the feud is back on? No more truce?
First thing tomorrow.
Klaus looks upset.
A true act of goodwill.
What was that?
Jesper turns to Mrs. Crumb and the others.
A true act of goodwill always sparks another.
I think you hit your head pretty hard, dear. You should lie back down.
You don't believe me? Turn around.
What?
Turn around.
They discover Pumpkin cradling Olaf in her arms.
Mine.
Pumpkin!
Honey!
Drop that immediately!
Mine!
Honey, what?
Back
sweetie!
Away, come back here right now!
Down from here!
Pumpkin!
Pumpkin runs off with Olaf, and the clan members chase them.
Klaus, I don't know what to say. I hadn't...
Jesper steps on a present and notices a piece of wood inside. He picks it up.
What's this?
Grabbing the sleigh, Klaus turns and grins at Jesper. Alva and Margu's father ride on a second sleigh, which carries a giant sack.
The presents in the sleigh were all fake?
Give me a little credit. I wasn't gonna let them have the toys.
But how did you know that
kids talk, you know? And if kids happen to be talking about their parents plotting to form an angry mob, then, you know, teachers listen.
It was a simple plan. They would destroy the decoys and leave.
But then you showed up and made it complicated, as usual.
So all this was for nothing?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Klaus brushes snow off Jesper's postman hat and gives it back to him.
Shall we then?
Jesper turns to Alva, who smiles. He puts on his hat. Now he rides on the sleigh with Klaus and the giant sack of toys. The reindeer pull the sleigh toward the snow-covered town. In the morning, Crumb children hurry downstairs and spot presents in their living room. Ellingbo kids spot presents under their Christmas tree.
I told you he would come!
Mom, come here, quick!
They open their gifts.
Yes!
Yeah!
Just what I wanted! Yeah,
a view from outside shows children in various homes opening their own presents. Klaus and Jesper sit on a hilltop overlooking the town. They high-five each other. Pumpkin and Olaf step out of a church as newlyweds.
Life went on. Smearensburg continued to change for the better.
They hop in a sleigh attached to Jesper's small horse. It struggles to pull the sleigh forward.
Poetic, don't you think?
Mrs. Crumb and Mr. Ellingbo look miserable.
As for Alva and I?
Outside the renovated post office.
Well...
Alva kisses Jesper.
What did you expect? Of course she loved me.
Mogens makes kissy faces at Jesper, who rolls his eyes. Jesper dumps letters into a huge mound.
Every year, come the Christmas season, the letters started pouring in. More and more each time, and from farther away. We did have to expand the operation, just like we had planned. More children, more toys, more towns.
Mogan's boat travels under the brilliant northern lights. Klaus and Jesper sit on board.
So bright you can even see at night. Oh, look over there. See the red and yellow along the rim?
Glimpses show Klaus answering his door for Jesper.
The years went by.
Need for a hot cup of coffee for your neighborhood mailman?
Years go by. Jesper sports a mustache.
What is on your face?
Why, you don't like it? I think it looks good on me, don't you? Be honest. Alva hates it. Each better than the last.
Klaus chops wood.
And then, on the 12th year...
The old man puts a hand on his back and wipes his brow. The glistening icy breeze appears, sweeping over the snowy ground. Klaus watches as the breeze makes its way up a sunny hill through the woods. The birdhouses sway in the wind. Klaus shuts his eyes.
I'm coming, love.
He sets his axe beside the wood chopping stump, then follows the shimmering breeze. The wind intensifies and flows up the hill toward glowing sunshine. He tilts his head back and closes his eyes. Klaus vanishes along with the icy breeze. The birdhouses stop swaying. The axe remains against the stump. A wide view shows Klaus's wood chopping area within the peaceful, snow-covered forest. Jesper knocks on Klaus's door. He peeks through a window. Standing in the workshop, he sadly touches the wooden hand plane. Jesper looks across the room at the carved family tree. In the forest, he checks the wood chopping area.
I looked for him everywhere. I asked everyone, but we just couldn't find him.
Teenage Margu shakes her head.
No goodbye.
She hugs Jesper.
No explanation. Nothing. It was as if he had just... faded away.
Jesper vanishes in the blizzard. At home, he tucks his two young children into bed.
All right. I've got two urgent deliveries here, Postmaster, sir. The letters are getting in the envelope. Proceed to stamp the letter. Mwah! Another stamp. Mwah! Signed, sealed, to be delivered. Nighty-night, kids.
Go to sleep now. Good night.
Jesper closes their bedroom door. Alva kisses his cheek, then nods at him. He smiles and heads downstairs. In the living room, Jesper sets a lit candle on the windowsill by a Christmas tree. He adjusts the tree's decorations, then pours water onto glowing logs in the fireplace. Jesper fixes the stockings on the mantle.
What happened to him after that? How
Why? I can't even begin to comprehend. I stopped trying to make sense of it a long time ago.
Jesper sits and checks a pocket watch. A tray of cookies and milk sits on the living room table. As time passes, the candle on the windowsill melts. Jesper's house sits on a hill outside town. Light snow falls.
What I do know is that once a year, I get to see my friend.
In his living room, Jesper looks toward the roof and smiles. Fade to black. A title appears. Klaus. Attached to the letter K, a wind-up key rotates. End credits appear along with wooden toys. How many nice directed by Sergio Pablos. Produced by Jinko Goto, PGA. Sergio Pablos, PGA. Marissa Roman, PGA. Producer Matthew Teven. Producers Mercedes Gamero, Mikel Lejarza, Gustavo Ferrada. All I know. Co-director Carlos Martinez Lopez. Original story by Sergio Pablos. Screenplay by Sergio Pablos, Jim Mahoney, Zach Lewis. Production designers, Shaymon Birnacki, Marcin Jakubowski. Head of story, Edgar Martins. Original score composed by Alfonso G. Aguilar. Edited by Pablo Garcia Rivera. Sound designer, Gabriel Gutierrez. Casting by Matthew John Beck, CSA, Micah Dahlberg, CSA. To make a change. Jason Schwartzman as Jesper. J.K. Simmons as Klaus. Rashida Jones as Alva. Will Sasso as Mr. Ellingbo. All I know is if happy lives, Nada Margaret Laba as Margu. A couple steps is all it takes. Sergio Pablos as Pumpkin and Olaf. With Norm MacDonald as Mogens. And Joan Cusack as Mrs. Crumb. But you can't always feel it. Audio description by the Media Access Group at WGBH. Written by Josh Deephouse. Read by Sylvie Zamora. Credits roll. Music. Invisible, written by Justin Tranter, Jesse Elmari Carvenan, PKA Jussifer, and Carolyn Pennell, performed by Zara Larson. Don't Mess with the Postman, performed by Borja Justo Franco, lyrics by Sergio Pablos, composed by Alfonso G. Aguilar. How You Like Me Now, Dan Taylor, Kevin Claude Swaby, Spender Harrison Page, Chris Elul, Christian Arlister. 1, 2, 3, popular. Hochzeit's March, Ein Sommer nach Strom, Opus 61, Felix Mendelssohn, public domain. Silent Night, popular. To our family and friends, for your unconditional support in making this film possible. Copyright 2019, Sergio Pablos Animation Studios, SL, and Atres Media Cine, SLU. loving memory of Mary Lesher. Red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.